Good afternoon, band number four. And I'm enjoying this hymn so far. What we're lacking is a bit of focus. And by that I mean that the tones are centered and that our rhythm is secure, so are subdivided. Generally, the more playful that are playing, the better that focus is, but softer and less, you know, sections that use, passages that use less sections, often are a bit unclear. Just hear those, you know, those quavers at the end of 17 in the tenor instruments. Good. So that pickup into 21 shouldn't feel like it's on the downbeat. A minor quibble, but one still significant. Good job. Shift to G major. Good job. Good, and I like that these tonal centers are well established. And that one's a bit more murky there. 29. Nice end of the phrase. Good, and I like that this is a little bit more present and with a bit more of musical intent. Good job. Careful. Convincing. Well done. Maybe 39 could be a little bit more marcato. Not bad. Good tricky corner there for that breath mark, but I think we could get the whole band to do that after that last quaver. Now that tenor line also could be more bored out in 44. Yeah, good, and we just got a little bit fuzzy there at the end again. Look, not bad, folks. That was a musical approach. Some nice phrases. There's some colours and blend that's happening. But yeah, what held us back a little bit was just some fuzziness of ensemble. And the other thing I think is having taken care of our balance across harmony to the bass line, to the melody. Just a little bit more attention there would help. But on the whole, well done. Okay, the tricky thing about this opening is establishing the key center. So F minor could be a bit stronger. And so taking care in the fifth bar to get those semi-quavers lined up and accented without being too abrupt. Good, our singing was great in the first phrase. From 13, we lose the intensity. Good, I think it'd be good to keep the tempo still pushing. Should feel like we're sitting right on, you know, the speed limit, right on 60 or even 61, rather than 58 k's per hour. Just is a little bit too relaxed. Mm. great. Now the tricky thing with this is balancing first trumpets and second. So I often heard quite a lot of second, heard a bit more. Good job. Great job, trumpets. Good, just getting the answer back at 38 in the upper woodwinds. Good, I think we could have had a bit more care to get those triplets together in 41. Yeah, good. Now again, dominating. Can you hear the harmonies? Just, it's good, it's together, but it's just too prominent. We need the melody to be a bit stronger. Good, and I think those accents could have a bit more punch. Same here, the muted sforzato on the trumpets. Good, we needed a bit more timpani there into 60. Not bad. These rows can be tricky. I think it's important to try and keep them organic as possible so it unravels evenly. Cool, so you get really fuzzy again in these semiquavers and the tenor lines. Good, and the bass line, rather than too short, I feel that this should be longer. It says here, appassionato, like a chorale. Now this is significant, the change to major, and I feel like that could be set up a little more dramatically. But we could have been a bit stronger there together with our ensemble folks at 77. There we go. Not bad. Now a little bit more third trombone there would help really secure the other voices. Yeah, hear the significance of the tuba here. It just gives a grounding to the harmony. Three, not bad. Well done, trumpet. A little bit more distinction here, timpani. I think start off louder. Wow, what an amazing diminuendo. That was excellent. Good job. I think we could have had a bit more from first and second percussion. Oh, this is great. Nice and tidy. So same thing applies here. Good, we're coming along woodwinds, but can you just hear those crotchets are just a bit too prominent? Yeah, the horn and euphonium line needs to be a little stronger there. Not bad. Again, this, the change to major is a significant thing. And, you know, folks, I don't think it's bad if in that third last bar that the brass saxes lower winds come away a little bit just to make a bit of space for the percussion and upper woodwinds to be heard well in 202-03 crescendo all the way to the end. And folks, you know, taking your interpretation to the next level, always checking out the last notes. It's length here, it's tenuto with an accent. Some of those things would go some way to making a more complete picture of the work. Well done, well done. Not bad, folks. I think our rhythm in the first two bars was not the right placement for the quaver. Gosh, this is good trumpets and horns. Good. You really need to enunciate those quavers. Dun, da, 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 din, don. Not bad. Well done in the bass line of the bassoon, bass clarinet. The sax is the texture here that you create. The drama is important almost as much as it is to the melody. Good, you know, it's not uncommon, two bars for 4:36, just to pull back the dynamic and crescendo through. Just helps create a bit of formal structure orally. Okay, not bad clarinets, good job. It's a bit unrelenting, and well done saxes. What we need is everyone to be as committed. Good, and what's so challenging about this arrangement is the distinction between triplets and then the semi-quaver dotted rhythms. Not bad. Cool. Now, second, third clarinets, 56. That was a cool moment I think we missed out. Yeah, there it is in the UFO. Great job. Yeah, bassoon here. Yeah. Just ties the motive back into this section. Good. This is interesting, isn't it, clarinets? Because it just keeps on going down and down and down. I think there needs to be some sense of structure there so we know where we're going. Great. There's some good sounds here. That warmth. Well done, first horn. Good, we need some warmth of sound here, folks, in the melody. Yeah, same here, saxes. And. Yeah, do you hear this again, flutes? Triplets and semiquavers. Good, this needs to keep driving. Yeah. You hear that big breath mark we all took at 87, and we lose the sense of larger phrase. And see, that one went through right at 91 well. Good job, bass clarinet. Euphonium, would you believe this is meant to be pizzicato and the cellian? So it needs to have that quality of articulation and resonance. That's it, bassoon. Yeah, it's a great counter line. Gosh, that's tricky first flute. You know, rehearsing that 103 and 105 just by clapping the rhythms against the clarinets would be helpful. Well done, horns and trumpets. Here we go. This is cowboy music. Yeah, not bad, not bad. You know, crescendos happen with the airstream. So having good breath and support all the way to the top would be helpful. Yeah, good. Yes, I like this drama. And I like that the unison rhythm that's not in the trumpets was succinct and tidy. Good, good. Second, third clarinets need to be just 5% stronger so we can hear their harmony against the first. Because if first part is high, it's usually better heard. Good. Good, really breathing together before 1, 3, 5 to know where that sits. There it is, horns, there. Good. Good. Full rich sound. That chord I think we want to tune. Yeah? It's gotten a bit worse there. And then we hit the major triads. Just having good intonation, knowing who plays the tonic, who plays the third, who plays the fifth, what have you, is helpful to know. Great, so we're missing that great line in 145 in the bass instruments. Dun, 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 dun. Dun. This is a little too heavy. So if you back off the triplets, grow through them a little bit, lines it up. God, and that's a chord too we want to tune. And we want to tune at a comfortable dynamic. And then we want to practice getting the diminuendo. And the diminuendo is tricky because we need to maintain the air support and keep our listening as we decrease in sound. Look, folks, that's not an easy chart. You did very well. Congratulations.